From NPR and WBUR, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young from Iowa Public Radio in Ames. We, of course, are here ahead of tonight's caucuses as our election road trip continues. And Jeremy, we've been talking to voters and to candidates, but we've also been eating. mostly, though, at the Come and Go. That's the gas station market that we have here. But we did visit a Zombie Burger in Des Moines. You're going to love this. It calls itself a food lab willing to experiment with anything. Listen.
For example, like the undead Elvis is peanut butter, bananas, and an egg. So it's...
Wait. What's on that burger?
Peanut butter, bananas, and an egg. Because Elvis used to eat, you know, fried peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
Is this an Iowa thing?
I just think it's different experimenting with food. It makes it Des Moines weird, which I think is good.
Tell me another burger.
The Walking Jet. It's macaroni and cheese, and then instead of regular buns, it's deep-fried macaroni and cheese patties for a bun. So it's really delicious. I've had it before. It's delicious.
And Jeremy, I don't know if you could hear, that's the Walking Chad. Get it? Like Hanging Chad. And they have their Iowa caucus specials ready. I just want to, you can go see it at the Zombie Burger website, but I love the Quick and the Ted, as in Ted Cruz. Mm.
It's and I imagine best. That if there's a Kasich burger, that there's nothing in it because he decided to stay in New Hampshire instead of going to Iowa.
But the Ted is Bass Pro Roadkill Summer Sausage with Mountain Dew and barbecue. Yum. Okay. Well, let's get to the real matter at hand here, which is, of course, the caucuses tonight. We've got NPR political correspondent Tamara Keith in Des Moines. Hi, Tamara.
Hi there.
And start with the Republicans. Donald Trump, you know, this is going to be the first time Americans ever get to cast a vote, if they so choose, for Donald Trump. He was asked on the Today Show this morning by Savannah Guthrie if he was predicting a win. Let's listen.
No, I can't do that. I mean, we've had the biggest crowds, bigger than anybody, bigger than Bernie. Bernie is second, I will say that. But the crowds have been incredible. I just don't know. I can't tell you that. I think so. The enthusiasm, Savannah, is incredible. And it looks like we're going to miss the snowstorm, which is good news. But I will tell you, it's been an amazing journey.
Tamara Keith, that sounds a little modest.
Well, so here's the thing about the Iowa caucuses. Expectations are almost as important as results. And Donald Trump right there is actually trying to, you know, lower expectations so then he can exceed them potentially. You know, the real question for Trump is whether his supporters come out and caucus for him. Many of them will be first-time caucus goers. The reasoning that his campaign puts forward is these people have stood in line for 6 hours in the cold to wait to see him. Why wouldn't they go to caucus where it's only going to take like an hour? His daughter even made a video explaining how to caucus.
Right, which for the Republicans is you have to be there by 7 o'clock and you do a ballot. You simply do a ballot and they count it. But you know what all the talk has been here, Tamara, that he doesn't have the ground game that Ted Cruz has. In fact, you could go into any headquarters and watch people on the phone lines. You couldn't with Donald Trump, which made people think maybe he doesn't have people on the phone. So talk about that.
I think that Donald Trump has a better ground game than he gets credit for, most likely. But, you know, the only ground game that counts is the one that gets people into the caucuses tonight. So we'll have to wait and see. I think Ted Cruz has been really playing up his ground game. And in fact, Ted Cruz has basically been predicting victory or sort of taking a victory lap with his lead in the polls. And he saw that lead erode. Meanwhile, he actually went to New Hampshire and campaign for almost a week in the lead up to the Iowa caucuses. So Ted Cruz is betting on his ground game. He's had people staying in dorm rooms, knocking on doors for him. But the real question is whether his ground game is going to be stronger than Trump's enthusiasm.
Well, you got Marco Rubio, Jeb Bush, Ben Carson, others, Rick Santorum. People are coming out to see them. So they are, you know, they are paying attention to all the candidates in true Iowa spirit. But I want to talk about the Democrats. You've been following Hillary Clinton's campaign since last year. She officially began with that video announcement last April. So just give a sense of what's going on the ground here.
Hillary Clinton, if you want to talk about ground game, Hillary Clinton has ground game. She has basically taken on the operation that Barack Obama had in 2008, the operation that beat her badly and she came in third place. And they've added to that. Over the weekend, I earlier today, I was at a volunteer center where she showed up and sort of rally the troops and get on camera. And she said that over the weekend, volunteers for her campaign had knocked on 186,000 doors statewide. That is more doors than the number of people expected to caucus tonight.
Well, of course, Bernie Sanders has been also drawing huge crowds and has announced he raised an amazing amount of money in small contributions, $20 contributions adding up to $20 million. And Martin O'Malley, you can't count him out. He's drawing people, too. So we'll just keep watching tonight. NPR political correspondent Tamara Keith here in Des Moines, as I'm in Ames, Iowa. Tam, thank you so much.